A leaked report commissioned by the federal government has recommended redirecting more than $1 billion in funding from acute hospital care to community-based mental health services. The National Health Commission report obtained by the ABC's 7:30 program says the current system is poorly planned and is a massive drain on people's well-being. It finds major deficiencies in the response to many of those seeking help for suicidal thinking, attempts, or bereavement. And it urges a radical rethink of responses to mentally ill people seeking help. Stephanie Smale reports.
The Coalition ordered the National Health Commission to review mental health services when it assumed power in 2013. The former Health Minister, Peter Dutton, received the document last November, but it's yet to be made public. The ABC's 7:30 program has obtained part of the report. It says there is substantial funding within the mental health system, but it isn't distributed efficiently, effectively or fairly. The commissioners found
people commonly feel dropped from the system, particularly after discharge from inpatient services, at a point where they do not feel well enough to be out of hospital and where they have not received therapeutic intervention while in hospital.
The review has recommended redirecting $1 billion from hospitals to community-based care from 2017 to address the problem. The findings are no surprise to the former government mental health advisor, Professor John Mendoza. Last November, his nephew, Jeff Mendoza, warned his family he was planning to kill himself. They called the police, who put him under an emergency examination order and took him to the Gold Coast University Hospital for an urgent mental health assessment. Despite a history of multiple suicide attempts, depression and post-traumatic stress syndrome from his time spent in the Navy, Professor Mendoza says his nephew was discharged from hospital the next day.
I know that what service Jeff was afforded when the police brought him to the Gold Coast University Hospital was frankly appalling, and a dog hit by a car gets a better standard of care than what he did. And I have no doubt today that if he was afforded better care on that occasion back in November last year, he'd be here today.
Jeff Mendoza took his own life within 30 hours. Professor Mendoza is furious about the hospital's treatment of his nephew.
It is inconceivable how his risk was assessed as low to moderate. It is inconceivable how he could have been discharged to nothing and that there was, you know, a plan to give him a phone call on the Saturday, which they did. They actually rang an hour after he had died.
Gold Coast Health says it's conducting an internal review into the circumstances that led to Jeff Mendoza's death. The National Health Commission's findings show more people die by their own hand than are killed in road accidents or by skin cancer. And it notes while Australia's road toll has more than halved in 40 years, there has been little change in the suicide rate, which was double the road toll in 2012. Professor Mendoza argues the system needs urgent reform. He quit his position as chief advisor on mental health to the Rudd government in 2012 over its inaction, saying it was time for the federal government to prove it's serious about reform.
In 2010, 2011 again, Tony Abbott made mental health matter. Now, was that merely political opportunism, or was the Prime Minister genuine in terms of a commitment to mental health reform? I don't know the answer to that, but the longer this report is not released, the more it looks like opportunism.
The former Australian of the Year and mental health expert Patrick McGorry says he has faith the government is committed to releasing the review. He says Australia should set a 50% reduction target in suicide over the next 5 to 10 years.
With the suicide figures as shocking as they are and the suicide attempts at this almost epidemic rate, the reason the public are not demanding action is because they're not aware of these facts, not sufficiently aware of those facts. The media is doing a great job in starting to report this much more openly, and there have been some good examples of that recently. But until the facts are out there and the stories are out there in a much more compelling way, then I think that the momentum for action will not be there.
The Federal Health Minister, Susan Lee, says the government is finalising its response to the review. She says it will be released soon, along with the full report into mental health services. In a statement, she says the government is committed to working with mental health experts and other levels of government over the next 12 months to deliver better outcomes for the sector and Australians long term. Ms Lee says she will raise the prospect of redirecting funding from hospitals to community-based care with her state and territory counterparts at the COAG meeting this Friday.
Stephanie Smale, and you can see the full report on 7:30 tonight.